So what happened at Christmas time?
At Christmas time, they got us all together and they opened the front room and the front part of the house. And here, it's all set up with a lovely Chesterfield and the carpet on the floor. And so it was beautiful. So every after that, we could use it. And the front bedroom, I know Bessie and I slept there, but it was cold because the plaster wasn't dry. And of course, this time we didn't have a furnace as yet in the house, so it took quite a while for the plaster to dry, but it was pretty cold in there. But so, with the house, like the back part of it, they got somebody to dig out the basement so that they can have a big basement all the way through. And that was fine, except it was pretty wet for quite a while. So my dad had to get somebody to put drains all around the back because there weren't any drains. This is why water kept coming in the basement. Mm-hmm. And I remember having to go down and get wood and things like that. And there was all this water, and so we had to walk through the water. It was mighty cold. Mm-hmm. So I tried in the round tub that was there, trying to float and paddle, but of course with my weight on it, it would sink. So of course I had to walk. But the boys, that was supposed to be their chore to always have wood, but there wasn't always wood, so I'd have to get some. So
tell us a little bit about your family, too.
At that time, we didn't have any bathroom in the house at first. So it was a john out the back, and so once we had a bathroom, that was beautiful, too. Mm-hmm. But there wasn't any hot water. Mom had heat the water on the stove for years, and for baths, of course, it was quite a production to get enough hot water for baths. But before the front part was built, we used to have to bath in the kitchen where it was nice and warm, and we had a square tub there, and we'd get bathed in that. And so then it was a real treat when we had the bathroom.
So you had to heat the water and then throw it out, or where did you put the old water out in the garden?
Oh, yes, or you could down the sink, like in the kitchen, of course. But then years ago, to do the washing too, Mom had a two-burner gas heater downstairs, and she'd boil water in big double boiler downstairs for the laundry. And so they did get some laundry tubs down there. And the ringers, of course, the first Mom didn't have a washing machine at all. And I can remember when the first one she got, somebody brought it around to show her. And this was Auntie Millie. This is Turcotte. She was the one that told Mom she should get a washing machine. So it was out in the backyard, and it was all wooden case. And I remember them getting it working out in the backyard. So then once we got that going, that was a treat. And then there was a ringer, to wring out the clothes. And
did you have to, it wasn't electric, what made it go? What kind of, did you have to wind it?
I think there was a handle or something that you pull back and forth.
So that's the only way you did it? You have to continually stand there and make it swish back and forth?
Right, that's the way that one was.
Wow.
So what a treat when they finally got a Bendix washing machine. Mom and Dad had been at the exhibition, and they saw this one, so they got it and down the basement. But when they set it up, the basement floor was on a slope, I guess for drainage, so this thing would move, and it's easy, it's walking across the floor. So they had to get a flat pad built and put it on it so that it'd be level.
And before, your mom had this old wooden machine too. She used to use a scrub board, is that right?
Yes.
How did that work?
I don't remember too much about her with the scrub board, but I know when I first got married, I used one myself, and that was quite a chore.
What did you do with that?
Well, I put the clothes in the big bathtub and be on my hands and knees and scrubbing away the scrubbing board. But that was a job, because then you have to drain all the water out, try and wring them out, and then get some fresh water in for rinsing, and it was quite a chore. And finally, when you did get the washing done, then you'd hang it up in the clothesline out the back.
And when did you get a regular washing machine?
The first Christmas, Walter bought a washing machine, and what a thrill that really was.
Was that one of the ones that you had to move back for?
No, that was electric, and it had a wringer to dry the clothes, but I used to do the washing out in the kitchen, and had to have two tubs with rinse water in it, so I'd wring out the clothes into one, and then wring them out into the other, and so you had to fill up these tubs with water, and afterwards you had to empty them out, so empty it out into the sink. That was a wash day. Now what else would I do?
Yeah, I'd like you to tell us a bit about your family. Who all was in your family, and maybe a bit of the background of them or something.
Oh, well.
Who in your immediate family, who all was there?
You mean my brother Jack?
Yeah.
He's the older of the family. And then 2 years later was my sister Bessie. Another 2 years, my brother Dick. Another 2 years, and there was me. Then there was 10 years, and then there was George. And used to, like for 10 years I was the baby, and then George was the baby, and they all, you know, like when I was young, they seem older, and then George, my little kid brother, but now we all seem to more or less seem about the same age. Age doesn't mean anything as you get older.
And what was your birth date?
My birth date was August the 16th, 1950.
Can you tell us a little bit about when babies were born at that time?
Well, my mother wasn't a great one to go to doctors, so I was born at that house we mentioned first, 3871 Pender Street. And remember, George was born at the other house. We moved up to 3935. And Mom did have a doctor, because I remember him coming to the house once, and she was out working in the garden. And I remember when he came right through the house and saw her out in the garden. Because I was a kid, I answered the front door and I brought him right through to Mom back. And he was mighty mad. He said she shouldn't be working, but she was. And I think that night, I think George was born. And so I was sleeping in the back bedrooms, of course. I didn't want to think about it. So early in the morning, my dad woke me up and took me into the front bedroom to show me the new little baby. And I thought it was pretty nice. And then they had a cover for a hot water bottle, and when I saw it, I said, oh, is that the bag the baby came in? And of course Mrs. Salt was there, and my mom and dad, and they all kind of laughed, but I sort of thought the stork brought it, and that was the bag that he brought it in. So
did Grandma have the doctor with her then when the baby was born?
I think they must have gone. I don't really remember. I just remember in the morning the baby was there.
And where did your mom and dad come from originally?
From Ireland. Yeah, my dad from County Antrim, and my mother County Donegal. That's both Northern Ireland.
And did they know each other in Ireland?
No, I think they met out in Vancouver, because my mother's friend, Miss Clear, Auntie Molly, as we call her, she was boarding at a house, Mr. and Mrs. Barnwell's, and so she was a friend of my mother's. And I don't know, my dad boarded there too, or whatever, but being Irish, the Irish all seem to know each other. And through them, that my mother met my dad. And so, my mom was 20 when she got married, and my dad was 21.
And they got married in Vancouver?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did they have other family in Vancouver, either your mom or your dad? Or?
No.
No family at all?
No. Mom's family were in Alberta, and Dad's were in Ireland.
Uh-huh. And do you remember what the neighborhood around Vancouver Heights was like? Like, were there many buildings or gardens,
no,
or what was it like?
There were trees and swamps and lots of bushes, and there were a few houses, but no high-rises or anything like that. There were just houses, and they were scattered here and there. But it used to be lovely, all these lovely trees.
And so there were lots of lots that nobody had a house in, is that
oh,
right?
Oh, yes, because mostly all trees and things like that. And eventually they got it all built up.
What was Hastings Street like at that time when you were young?
The road wasn't nearly as wide as it is now, but it was the roadway. And then they had a streetcar running up there. We used to call it the Toonerville Trolley. It went from Boundary Road up to Capitol Hill. And then right by, there were some stores along Hastings Street. And the sidewalk was in front of the stores. And then there was the car tracks. And then there was the road.
What kind of transportation did people mostly use when you were growing up?
Streetcars.
Mm-hmm. Your dad had a car. Was he the exception to have his own car?
No, he got an old Model T Ford. I remember that one. And one time a Chevy. But
so most families would have a car too, would they?
Well, some families, maybe not most, but some did. But my dad worked out Kitsilano area at the Simmons factory, and he had long ways to go, so he got a car and used to drive there. And then my brother Jack, when he left high school, he went to work at Simmons also. So he and my dad went together to work every day and came home together.
And what did the ladies do during the day? Your mom was in the garden a lot, is that what she
Yes,
did?
She really kept busy in the garden. Then she used to do a lot of sewing, because remember she made clothes for me. And then she used to do, there was Cully's Hall, the back, and they were doing sewing for, I guess, needy families and things like that. And I remember her going up there and sewing, and sewing at home.
So what kind of sewing machine would she have had?
It's treadle, a Singer treadle.
That's the old
machine.
One that she had years later, too?
Yeah, that was it.
I see, she had it for a long time, and that's right. What she sewed most of your clothes, did she?
Quite a bit of them, yes. And like coats and things, she would take them apart and make something out of them for us. And I remember she made me a pretty jumper out of something, whether she turned the material and made this nice jumper out of it for me. And Kath McNeil, they lived next door, she was so thrilled with this one that my mom made her one also. And
you told me too, when you went to school, you had to wear underwear under your and funny shoes and stuff. Well, I can't remember the details. What was all that about?
Well, with boots nowadays, the kids kind of like to wear boots, but that time they didn't wear them as much, but wear boots, and they had a button. They did up with buttons, and you had a button hook to button them up, so they came up quite high. And then I remember when we did get into lower shoes, I remember, I guess we didn't have too much money, because I remember there was a hole in my shoe, so we put some cardboard paper in it, but that would soon get a hole in it. If we didn't have that, put newspaper in it. And the time I got home, whatever, it would be all worn out, so I think I was walking on my bare skin quite a bit of the time, until finally got some new shoes or get them mended.
So when you went to school as a little girl, you wore these big tall boots with the buttons, is that right?
I think so, yes.
Uh-huh. I can't remember, you said you had to wear underwear and you had to long johns or something, you had to fold them neatly, or what was all that about?
Well, for in the cold weather, yes, we used to wear long johns, and then you'd have to, at the ankles, try to wrap them around and put your stockings over so and pull them up so that they didn't look bulky.
Was the weather a lot colder then, or it's just that the houses weren't so warm, or what was that like?
Well, it's a little bit of both, because in the winter we used to get quite a bit of snow, and it was cold. And some of the, like Fox Creek and the different lakes, they'd freeze over, and people would do outdoor ice skating.
What kind of activities?
We used to go sleigh riding.
Yeah, tell us about what all you used to do for fun when you were young.
Well, there wasn't too much traffic on Hastings Street, so there's some nice hills going up and down the park that people used to get these big bobsleighs and go down there. Yes,
ooh,
at that
wow.
time. But then it got, I guess, not the best place to go, or a bit dangerous, so then they went down Boundary Road.
Wow.
But that time Boundary Road, the road is just on one side of the road, whereas now they have it two sides, traffic going up one way and down the other. So just this one side, and so they used to, I think somebody would put up a bit of barricade so that the cars wouldn't come and bother us, and we'd go for long ways down the hill to the old man's home, the old people's home, but then had to pull the sleigh all the way back up the hill. So we used to do that a lot, and that was always fun.
Yeah,